Here's a check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. In Great Barrington, the Rudolf Steiner School Board of Directors and Council of Teachers announced yesterday the school's official name will become Berkshire Waldorf School as of September 1st. The new name reflects the strong identity of Waldorf School in the heart of the Berkshires, placing the school squarely within the larger Waldorf educational movement. The school's new director, Dr. Sue Das, whose administration coincides with the school name change, is optimistic about the growth and transformation of the school. Sherwood Hospital has announced they'll host several community education programs this summer on the hospital campus, 50 Hospital Hill Road. Topics will include mental health training, quitting smoking, weekly exercise for older adults aimed at preventing arthritis, and support for stroke survivors. Also, the maternity staff will present childbirth classes and special breastfeeding brunch. Due to limited seats, registration is requested for most offerings. If you want more information about the community programs, visit healthquest.org/events. Free summer meals at two sites in Dover Plains. All kids and teens 18 and younger can receive nutritious meals for free during the summer. The kids eat free meals and families save money. No residency or citizenship required. No registration and no forms to fill out. A nutritious meal is served. The free meals are served every Monday through Friday, running through August the 9th at the Wingdale Elementary School on Route 55. Breakfast from 8 to 9:30, lunch from 11:30 till 1, and the Dover Elementary School, breakfast from 8 until 9:30, lunch 11:30 until 1. The cafeteria is only open when meals are offered. Sharon Housing Authority has their regular meeting coming up, and that will be at 5 p.m. North Canaan Recreation Committee is having a meeting at 7 o'clock at the North Canaan Town Hall. The 55th North Canaan Railroad Days kick off Wednesday the 17th, running through Sunday, July 28th. Carnival at Lawrence Field is the 17th through the 20th from 6 till 10. A celebration of the Canaan's free dinner at the Bitterman Center Wednesday the 24th, 4:30 to 6. Family Fun Night at Lawrence Field on Thursday the 25th. A celebration of life happening on Saturday the 27th, along with the Craft and Flea Market, St. Martin of Tours Annual Festival, and the Fireman's Parade, music and food courts on Saturday. Car show and fireworks as well. Breakfast at the North Canaan Ambulance Building happens on Sunday. More information on the web at Canaan Railroad Days or Facebook.com Canaan Railroad Days. Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission will have their next meeting coming up on the 17th, beginning at 5:30. The Salisbury Sharon Resource Recovery Authority Transfer Station Building Committee has a meeting coming up on Wednesday, the 17th at 5:30. This meeting will be held at the new transfer station site. It was scheduled to be in Sharon, but it will now be at the new transfer station site. Also on Wednesday, Conservation Commission is having their regular meeting. That is happening in Sharon at 6:30 at Town Hall. Northeast Millerton Library, in conjunction with the Pine Plains Free Library, will hold a Minecraft-a-thon for ages 8 to 13, Wednesday from 6 until 7:30. Registration for the event is required at ppflibrary@gmail.com or cmcloon@nemillertonlibrary.org. The Northeast Millerton Library is located at 75 Main Street. More information, nemillertonlibrary.org. Sharon Recreation and Youth Summer Concert Series continues from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Lions Pavilion on Veterans Field. Coming up on Wednesday, Last Good Bender, Country, Rockabilly, Blues, and Original. As part of the summer reading program, the Amenia Free Library presents Animal Embassy, Bringing Life to Education, Over the Moon Animal Adventure. You can meet friendly critters from around the world and learn about where they live. That happens Thursday at 11 at Amenia Town Hall. The Salisbury Economic Development Committee has a meeting on Thursday at 6 p.m. in Town Hall. Also on Thursday, it is the Kent Park and Recreation Summer Concert Series. The Regulator is coming up this Thursday at 6 o'clock at Kent Town Hall. The 8th Annual Sunset Music Series continues in North Canaan on Thursday at National Recording Artists Lucinda and Michael. Live music, food, vendors, and a car and a motorcycle cruise. Coming up on July 18th, the regular meeting of the Ankrum Town Board at the Ankrum Town Hall. It's open to the public at 7 p.m. Paul Ramuni, author of the recently published Accordion Stories from the Heart, will speak and perform at the Douglas Library Friday the 19th at 7 p.m. Paul is the founder of the New England Accordion Connection Museum in Canaan. Books will be available for signing. More information at 860-824-7863. The Bushnell Sage Library on Main Street in Sheffield will feature activist Cynthia Pleese as she will conduct a lecture and display photos on her recent trip to the Poor People's Gathering in Washington, D.C. That'll be Friday at 7:30. More details, 413-229-7004. Dewey Hall on Main Street in Sheffield presents a swing dance featuring the fabulous Versatones Friday. Doors open at 7:30. Dance lesson by Harry Facilia takes place at 8. No partner necessary. Beginners are welcome. Live music an hour later. Admission on a sliding scale that ranges from $10 to $20. More details at 413-229-2357. Montgomery Lodge No. 13 celebrates once again its 60th year of lobster sales, and the next lobster sale will be coming up on July 20th. You can be picking up those lobsters between 4 and 6 p.m. at 41 Sharon Road in Lakeville at the Lodge. You can order those lobsters at 860-435-9722 as long as they're ordered by the Friday before the sale. Climate Smart Community Task Force meeting is happening in Ankrum. That is happening on July 20th at 9:30 in the morning. A paint and sip will be held on Saturday from 11 till 1 at the D.M. Hunt Library on Main Street in Falls Village. More information at 413-205-8346. Re-Institute presents a floor show map of the world, curated by Juliet Thoris, Ellen Lecter, and Susan Jennings. The exhibit opens Saturday, July 20th from 4 till 7 p.m., followed by a potluck. It runs through Saturday, August 24th. The Re-Institute, located at 1395 Boston Corners Road. More information, thereinstitute.com. In Stockbridge this summer, the Stockbridge Library, Museum, and Archives present in plain sight a series of monthly history walks on Saturday, July 20th at 4 p.m. Learn about Eden Hill from Mission House to Mercy Sunday. In Sharon, the gallery of the Sharon Historical Society and Museum presents Wind and Water, a juried exhibition and sale of artworks by local artists. The exhibit runs from July 20th through August 30th. An opening wine and hors d'oeuvre reception with the public is invited free of charge on Saturday the 20th from 5 till 7 p.m. Rolf Jansen Library on Route 22 in Hillsdale, New York, presenting an evening of music featuring Stone Soup, a local eclectic contemporary jazz-based trio, Saturday from 5 till 6:30. More details at 518-325-4. Kick up your heels and join High and Mighty for a fun family event on Saturday the 20th at 6 p.m. All proceeds will support programming for veterans, children, adults, and senior citizens with disabilities. The event takes place in Columbia County on County Route 21C in Ghent, New York. Tickets or more information, highandmighty.org/kickupyourheels. The Berkshire's third annual Jewish Festival of Books taking place running through July 18th to the 21st at Haverth of Southern Berkshire's Route 23 in Great Barrington, featuring free and fee-based author talks, teachings, and readings by nationally and internationally acclaimed writers. Reservations and more information at 413-528-6378. Sunday evening concerts at the North Deck of the Canaan Youth Depot in North Canaan, Connecticut, continue this Sunday with Robert C. Fullerton. In case of rain, they move inside the Great Falls Brewing Company, presented by the Cranford Club, produced by the Music Lab. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 27.13 to 27,359.16. The NASDAQ starts off today at 8,258.18, and the S&P 500 at 3,014.30. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.